Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Keane?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Keane. My name is Aaron. I'm calling from INS Law. Just in
Hi
regards
there, hiya.
to the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Hi.
Okay, is now a convenient time to talk for
Hi,
yourself?
yes, hi, yes, fine.
Okay, perfect. What I'm going to do for you, Keane, is I'm just going to go through the inquiry and application process with you.
Yeah.
Okay, so obviously just want to inform you as well that this call is recorded for training and quality purposes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've got your first name here as Caden, surname as Mooney.
Yeah.
Okay, and any middle names at all?
Matthew.
Okay, and I've got your email address here as Caden.Mooney03061 8@icloud.com.
Yep.
Perfect. And can I grab your date of birth, please?
It's the 16th of the 7th, 1997.
Okay, perfect. And your current home address?
I've no fixed abode at the moment. I'm just being released from prison.
Right, okay. Do you have a like a postal address at all for
No,
where
no.
you're getting mail to?
No. Not at the moment, no.
Okay. Okay, just bear with me. Got this. Okay, so when it comes to proof of address then, Caden, what do you have any idea at all?
I'm waiting on a property at the moment. I can't get into it because the previous tenants haven't gave the keys back yet.
Yeah.
I've got a
Okay.
passport and that.
Okay, no worries. So your current postal address then is your previous house.
Yeah.
Okay, well, do you know the address of that at all? And I can put that down then at least.
It is G15 7UE.
G157
UE.
UE. That Kinfauns Drive.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Okay, just bear with me. Okay, and what number is on?
206, and it's flat position 1-1.
So it's 11206.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and in terms of the communication preferences with yourself, are we okay to
Phone.
send you
Phone.
a phone? Yeah, okay. Are we okay to send you a text and an email if need be?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. And is there any terminal illnesses that you need to make me aware of?
No.
No, okay. Would you like to nominate a beneficiary for your application?
No.
Okay. And just grabbing some further information from you. Do you know the address that you lived in prior to being placed into care?
No.
Okay, do you know the town that you may have lived in?
It was 845 Govan Road, flat 1-1, G513DL.
Yep, I've got that, yeah. Okay, and what was that flat number, sorry?
1-1.
11. Okay. Okay, perfect. And do you know the name of the GP surgery you're currently registered at?
I've not got one, as I said. I'm just being released from prison, so I've
Yeah.
not even ground to any of that yet.
Okay, that's absolutely fine. Okay, and am I able to get the names of your mother and father, please?
Yep, it's Francis Mooney and Isabel Mooney.
Is it ISA or ISO?
Oh, ISO.
Okay, Mooney and Francis Mooney, you said?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, perfect. Have you been known by any other names other than Keith Mooney?
No.
Nope, okay. And have you applied to the Scottish Redress Scheme for any advance payments at all?
No.
Okay, that's fine.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, yeah. It is available. Obviously, we just need to ask, just obviously, for any deductions that the redress scheme can recognise then.
Yeah.
Okay. And for added security to your fire, Caden, can you provide me with a password for future...
Yeah, baby boy 18, but it's the boy spelled B-H-O-Y.
B-H-O-Y.
Yeah.
18?
Yeah.
Okay, so what we'll do moving forward, Caden, is we will confirm your address and date of birth with you to complete data protection, and then we'll confirm that password for you.
Yeah.
And that's how you'll know you're speaking with INS Law. Okay, just before I do dive into anything deeper, Caden, obviously the Scottish Redress Scheme, that is applicable for care settings or even, you know, detention centres, anything like that, prior to the 1st of December 2004, okay? So between, obviously, when you were born and 2004, we've got a gap of 7 years.
Yeah.
Were you in care before then?
It was bad behavioural school I was in.
Yep, okay. And can you remember what age it was?
6, 7.
Was that okay?
Yeah.
Can I just quickly grab the name of that school just to see, obviously, if it's still applicable with the
Park Vale.
Park Vale.
Cart. C A R T.
Cart Vale. And was that just like a residential school, was it?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just having a look at some research on the school to see if it is applicable. Sorry, I'm still here. I do apologise.
No, that's fine.
Okay, and did you just attend the school? Did you live there or anything like that?
No, I just attended.
Yeah, okay.
It was somebody that I was in prison with. Obviously, I was at school with him, and he had just got it. It was him who told me about it.
Yeah. So did he go through the redress scheme from being in Cart Vale as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was in a few, but I'm sure he was in, like, St. John's and that as well.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm only just looking because I don't want to obviously waste any of your time.
Yeah.
But obviously, because we've got such a short time span between obviously your birthday and 2004. Obviously, your friend went on to qualify for further care settings, whereas you may have done as well, but then it goes past the 2004 mark.
Yeah. So after that, I was in Lake Cart Vale. Secondary behavioural school. So in there, I was restrained multiple times to the point that my both kneecaps, I've got dislocations in both kneecaps to this day because of it. Dislocations in both kneecaps, damaged cruciate ligaments, I've got back problems, Just, and that's just through being restrained.
Yeah. Okay. So obviously when you go into secondary school, you're around about 10, 11 years of age, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Again, that would be more so of a civil matter for yourself rather than a scheme, because that takes us up to around about 2007 onwards. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pursue the application for now, and the worst case that can happen is that the redress scheme come back and say
no.
Is no.
That's all right.
There's no harm in us trying. Okay, Caden. So I do appreciate that discussion experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting. Please take your time during this call. If you do need a break, further explanation, support, or would prefer to continue at another time, you just let me know at any point during this call, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities
that
you need to be aware of?
No.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so the purpose of today's call is to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you and your options that you have around the scheme. I'll also explain how INS Law operates on your behalf and discuss our funding and fees. And then what I'll do is I'll gather the initial information to assess on whether we may be able to assist you.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. It is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding on whether to instruct us as your law firm to represent you. But the three options that are applicable to yourself is that option one, you can apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you.
Yeah.
Option two, there is solicitors out there who operate under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application.
Yeah.
Under that government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application, regardless of whether you are successful or not with that application. But INS Law does not operate under that statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees. So if you do decide to instruct us, being option three, you would be choosing a private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement.
Yeah.
And we will not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. So at this stage, Caden, can you just confirm if you have instructed any other law firms to act on your behalf?
No.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. What that means for yourself is that if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay anything. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you won't pay anything either.
Yeah.
If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees will consist of basic charges based on the time spent and a success fee. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payment, so you'll never pay anything more than the agreed cap of 19.2%.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is important that I make it clear that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award that the scheme may award you, but the Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I will explain in greater detail during this call for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so if instructed, we can assist with whether you're eligible to apply to the redress scheme. We'll gather and review the evidence and prepare and submit the application on your behalf.
Yeah.
We have the full correspondence with the Scottish Redress Scheme, so we'll always advise you on any offers made further down the line and also explain the statutory waiver to you if an award is offered. We also offer assistance with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme.
Yeah, that's right.
Perfect. So what that waiver is for yourself, Caden, is if a redress offer is made, we'll always fully explain the waiver to you before you decide on whether to accept anything. But it is important because accepting an award may affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters.
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences. Okay. Just to touch base on that, Caden, with obviously it mentioning there, obviously when you sign the waiver, it can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims.
Yeah,
you can obviously, with there being two parts of this school, you can put in the application for the primary side of Cartvale, but the secondary part, the high school part of it, I'll get legal advice behind this, but I am pretty sure you'll be able to take out a future civil claim if you'd like to, against the secondary school in itself, because it's obviously it's dealing with the same school but two different matters, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you understand that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Just obviously wanted to reiterate that to you. Didn't want that to like scare you away, thinking you can't
no, that's
just, a civil claim. You also do have a right to cancel Caden. So if you do decide to proceed, you'll have a 14-day cancellation period after signing our agreements.
Yeah.
You can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately whilst your cancellation rights still remain.
Yeah.
Okay. So if that's the case, Caden, would you like us to start work straight away?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep, we can do that for you. Okay. So we are able to formally act for you. We will require proof of your identity for verification purposes and also to comply with anti-money laundering regulations. So therefore, we will need a copy of photo ID and proof of address dated within the last 3 months. Obviously, you have told me you've got a passport, and when you get into it, you will be able to provide a proof of address as well.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's perfect. Do you use WhatsApp at all, Caden?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, well, I can send you a message on WhatsApp of the acceptable forms of ID and proof of address
perfect.
That we accept, and then you can just work from that.
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you.
Not a problem. Okay, so what I'll do is I'm just going to take note of your care settings now, and I'll grab a little bit of a brief statement from you on your time at Carvale.
Yeah.
Okay, so just bear with me whilst I add that to your application card. Let's go. Okay, so how old was you when you was placed at Carvale? Did you say 2002? 5 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then obviously I'll put up until 2004.
Yeah.
Obviously you stayed there then, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Was you anywhere before Carvale? Just want to clarify.
No.
No, okay, that's fine. Okay, talk to me about your time from what you can remember at Cartvale, Caden.
It was just like, I don't know, it was a weird experience. Like, I didn't really get on like with a lot of the staff, and then obviously within that, I was restrained continuously. I don't know if. It's just a weird experience.
Okay. Okay, so when the staff members have restrained you, obviously I have had it here, you know, obviously they've caused you physical pain. At a young age, you know, this was hard for you to contain.
Yeah.
I know, obviously, I do completely understand you was quite young at this time. Can you, by any chance, recall, you know, was you left with any bruising from these?
As I said, I was, my knees were filled up with fluid. I was took back to my mum's for my mum to take me to the hospital because they didn't want it. The excuse they gave my mum was that they didn't want the school to get a bad reputation.
Yeah. So when was it that they desecrated your knees?
I was really young. I couldn't even tell you. A fight broke out. Me and another person and they restrained me. But one of the teachers, Mr. Harris, he's like kneel on the back of my knees. yeah. It dislocated my kneecap. And when I went to stand up, he took me back to the floor again and dislocated the other kneecap.
Yeah.
And then I was told to remain this, like, to stay in school for the rest of the day. I stayed in school. I was told that it wasn't dislocated. I was told that everything was fine. And then by the end of the day, my both legs had swelled up. So they took me home and says to my mum that's the reason that she was to take me to hospital, so that I wasn't, the school wasn't getting a bad reputation.
Oh, wow, okay. So this, was it Mr. Harris, did you say?
Yeah.
Okay, and again, just tell me, how was it that he dislocated both your knees? Was it just from bad handling?
Yeah, so my first kneecap that dislocated, he was kneeling on my knee to like restrain me. So yeah. there was him and another teacher that I can't remember his name. He was a Chinese, what do you call them, the support, like support teachers, like,
yeah, like an assistant.
Aye, an assistant. So he held my arms, and Mr. Harris kneeled on my knees.
Yeah.
And obviously it's caused my knee to dislocate. And then when I've stood up, I've still had, like, my hands restrained. And then I was took back to the floor because I kicked off and was dislocated my lower leg.
Okay. Okay, so what was it when you, I was made to stay in school the rest of the day whilst my knees were getting more swollen. So once your knees were had got more swollen, you then, you went home and then went to the hospital?
Yeah, Mr. Harris took me out, took me home. And says to me, told my mum to take me to the hospital.
And what was it that was mentioned in terms of not giving the school a bad reputation?
He just says that because my mum says, why he's been left the full day? And he says, we didn't think it was dislocated. And then my mum says, well, surely he's only young. It should have been, like, took out to check. And he says, well, we don't really want the school getting a reputation, so.
Okay.
He made it out to my mum like it was other students.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Okay, Keaton. So the scheme here, they look at four types of abuse for you.
Yeah.
They look at neglect, they look at physical abuse, emotional abuse, and sexual abuse.
Yeah.
Based on what you've told me, obviously you've suffered quite severe physical abuse from the teachers.
Yeah.
Alongside that, obviously there is medical kind of like negligence there as well. especially at a young age.
Yeah.
Whether the scheme will look at that as a form of neglect, I'd want to hope so, and I do hope they
use
your case. But even so, we've still got a case with physical abuse here.
So
there's two types of payments that we can go for. There's a fixed payment of £10,000, and that's just a fixed amount regardless of the severity of the abuse that you've suffered. Or there's an individually assessed payment of up to £100,000.
Just a fixed amount will do. I'm not. The only reason I even reported it is because obviously my friend he suffered a lot more than me, so it goes to like the character of the people that was in charge of us basically.
Yeah, of course. To be honest, Keen, waiting for the fixed payment and the individually assessed payment, the wait time is the exact same. So what I advise is, why not go for the individually assessed payment? And
if you think that's easier, then just do that. It's just the only reason I was actually reporting is purely to like show the character of the staff that were in charge.
Of course. Well, obviously, you will get that apology from the Scottish Government when the time comes. But obviously, with you dealing with that at such a young age, it's definitely worth more than £10,000 in itself. And I do understand that you may not feel like it is, the slightest bit of abuse to you is a massive form of abuse to the eyes of the scheme. And obviously, the younger you are, the more severe it is, as bad as it sounds. Because you're a lot more vulnerable at the age of 5 compared to 15.
Yeah.
So obviously it's still bad to, suffer these forms of abuses.
Yeah.
At a young age like that, you should never have to have gone through that.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you forward for the individually assessed payment.
Yeah.
I do just need to ask you, have you received any relevant payments from criminal injuries compensation for the abuse in care?
Nothing.
Okay. And in terms of your convictions, Keenan, what have you been convicted for?
Serious assault, permanent disfigurement, and danger of life. Serious assault, permanent disfigurement, permanent impairment. Driving offences. That's it a bit.
Yeah, okay. And in terms of them offences, was you convicted of 5 or more years for a single offence?
No,
okay.
No, I've just got out. Obviously, a prison there, that was only a 3.5 year sentence.
Yeah, okay. So you said serious assault?
Yeah, permanent disfigurement and in danger of life.
Okay, no worries. I'll make a note of that. That will be enough for our system. I don't have to include it in the application at this time.
Yeah.
But I do just obviously want to make you aware, just to give you the heads up. It might not even have the impact, but obviously with the serious assault, obviously danger to life and permanent disfigurement, the scheme will, can potentially look at that. And it can have just somewhat of an impact on the award that they give you, but it doesn't stop you from getting an award in itself.
Okay? No, that's fine.
Yeah, just thought I'd give you a heads up so it's not...
that's fine. As I said, I only wanted to report it just purely for character.
Yeah, of course. Okay, Keaton, so what I'm going to do for yourself is I'm going to send out our forms to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're going to receive a link via text and also get the same link on an email, but most people access this link straight away from a text. It's just easier to open rather than logging into the emails and whatnot. So in this link is going to contain a couple of documents from ourselves that require your signature.
Yeah.
So one of the documents is a client care letter. So it's just basically a hi and welcome. This is what we'll do for you.
Yeah.
Our conditional fee agreement, which explains our percentages and what we are taking, just gives you a little bit more of a breakdown. Also a letter of authority, which gives us the right to act on your behalf. alongside your part one and part two of your application form and an additional page with the statement attached from Cart Vale. Okay. I'm going to send you that link now, and I'm just going to stay on the phone with you a sec just to see if that does get sent to you. Just bear with me. I'm going to send this over now.
Is that WhatsApp? Yeah.
It's going to come through via text. And you'll see the text from INS Law. Should come with you in about 10 seconds.
Nothing has come through yet.
It's just come through? Perfect, okay.
Nothing's come through yet.
Oh, nothing's come through. Okay, just bear with me. And I will I'll send it over WhatsApp as well now. Okay, I'm just going to get this link open for you.
Yep.
Send that to ourselves. That's okay, Kieran.
Hi. Yeah, that's me, got it.
Have you? Okay, well, I've just sent it to you via WhatsApp as well.
Yeah, I got it there as well, yeah.
Perfect, okay. So what you can do, Kieran, is I can stay on the phone with you and assist you with signing them documents if you get stuck with anything. Or I can obviously leave you be and expect them shortly. It's entirely up to yourself.
No, that's fine. I'll do it just now.
Okay, perfect. So if you open that link up, you'll get a yellow box at the bottom that says four required fields.
Yep.
If you click that yellow box, it'll take you to each signature box where it says tap to sign.
Yep.
And then what you do is click that tap to sign. You can either scribble or type your signature and click apply.
Yeah.
And then once you click apply, that four then becomes three and so on, down to all fields complete.
Right. Two left,
okay, perfect.
It's not letting me. Oh, there it is. Sorry.
What was it? The little tick box?
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, you've got to be near the bottom of the page for that to happen. So once you've ticked that tick box, then you can click submit signature next to the yellow box.
Yeah, that's it done.
Yeah, perfect. So it should take you to a page now of saying verifying, and that's just basically
verify documents complete. Verify documents complete.
Yeah,
all complete.
All complete. Yeah. So I've received your documents back. So I'll have a look over them now, making sure the signature's properly did in, and then I get that sent off straight to the redress scheme for you. Okay.
Yeah.
So from here now, Kieran, we wait for a application number to be applied to yourself. Just taking around about 2 to 3 weeks at the minute. They're having a little bit of a backlog, but once we receive that application number, you'll get notified via text and email, and then you'll then flick over to our investigation team, who will then do the background work on obtaining your records. Once all your records have been obtained, they'll then be in touch with you to book in a more suitable time for yourself to do a witness statement, and that just goes through the just basically expand on the information I've took today from Carl Vale.
Yeah, no, that's perfect.
Once we've got that witness statement from yourself, you'll then again get that sent to you for another e-signature, and then once that's come back to ourselves, we can then send that off to the redress scheme, which is called the final submission. We send that off to the redress scheme with all the support and evidence, and then we just await the panel date then.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. Thank you very much.
Not a problem. So the panel that look at your case, Keaton, it's just a panel of 3 members. You or I don't have to attend anywhere, so we don't have to go to court, any hearings, anything like that.
Yeah.
Everything's all done behind closed doors. So once we hear when they're going to be looking at your case, we'll inform you of that panel date, and then also inform you of the results of that case as well.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. Thank you.
Not a problem, Keaton. Do you have any questions for me at all?
No, that's everything. Thank you very much.
Not a problem. Well, yeah, I'm only a phone call away. As I said, my name is Aaron. I'll assist you until you get flicked over to our investigation team. But yeah, anything that pops into mind, just feel free to give me a call, okay?
Yeah, no, that's perfect. Thank you.
Not a problem, Keaton. Thank you very much for your time and enjoy your afternoon.
Thank you. Right, you too. Bye-bye.